Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God uses the people who are ready. Ready. And so you got so many people with this mentality, well, if something comes up that's worthwhile, I'll get ready for it. Doesn't work that way. If by faith you get ready, come on, are you with me now? See, that's unbelief. Wait and see if we need to get ready. I was talking about our spiritual parents. Helped us tremendously. When I first came there and we first began to help them, Phyllis was talking about the other day, Mom Hagen just went home to be with the Lord. And her in her 80s, we traveled with them. But then, you know, even at home, Phyllis would be helping her with something. And she'd get up and she's getting cleaned up and dressed up and putting her makeup on. And Phyllis says, you know, Mom, you're just going to stay at the house today. You know, do you have to get dressed up? And boy, I mean, she kind of let you know right quick, didn't she? She said, we're in the ministry. We don't know when we might get called upon. See, she'd live like that for all these years. Oh, do you see this, friend? Do you hear this mentality? But see, we live in a sloppy generation today, right? Where people just goof off and lay around, and if anything comes up, we'll hurry and try to get ready. Well, no, you won't get used. God's going to use somebody that's ready. Faith gets ready not knowing the details, not knowing the time. I know one of the first times Brother Hagen called me up on the platform and the Lord gave us a spiritual song. And it took me a little bit to maneuver around and finally get it. It was new to me. And he and Mom, after the service, were telling me that it was good. And I'm real young, of course. And I said, well, you know, if I don't get it first time around, I'll eventually get it. They both stopped and looked at me stern. They said, get it the first time. And I was a little bit taken aback, like some of you were. And it took me actually a few years to understand why they did that. I just thought that was a little bit rude. Are y'all with me or not? Why would that annoy me? Why would it annoy you? Because you think you got the right to mess around with it and get it in your own good time and good way. It was just the Lord. I mean, they were being nice to me. They were smiling. They were patting me on the back, telling me I did a good job. And I said, well, you know, I might not get it the first two or three times, but eventually I mean, both of them just snapped their eyes on me and they said, get it the first time. If we don't get it the first time, it should not be because of lack of preparation and effort. Right? See, that this the spirit that's in the world has gotten in the church. This lazy, lax. See, we're still suffering from the rebellion of the 50s and 60s. Nothing's sacred. Nothing's holy. You don't have to get ready for anything. Oh, it'll be okay. That's good enough. That's fine. Oh, we'll just go like we are. Oh, no need to get ready for that. Ah. What is that ah? What spirit is in that? Negligence. Lazy. Why? Because it takes effort to do the other. But if we're serving God, does He deserve any less than the best we can do for Him? If we come short, it ought not be because of laziness and slothfulness. Somebody say diligence. Diligence is the will of God. Don't plan on having to do it three times before you get it right. Plan on getting it right the first time. Put everything you can into it the first time. If you didn't make it, well, hit it again. But don't plan on messing around. Having to redo it four times is not okay. Some folks going to have to think about that some more. Don't take my word for it. Take it to the book. Take it to these scriptures. Examine it in the light of these, please. Where are you right now? You don't think I have time for all that right now. Where were you in Ecclesiastes? I should have left you there. Go back to Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter. And then we'll go back to Proverbs, the third chapter. Ecclesiastes 5 and Proverbs 3. Is the Lord helping us on this?
Yes.
I'm excited about it because I'm getting to share things. I don't know when I've shared some of these things. Some of these personal things. It's just the grace of God. There was no place for it, no cause for it. But I'm telling you, God's bringing us up to a higher level. How many think God's army ought to look good? How many think the rows ought to be straight?
Yes,
the uniforms ought to be buttoned?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
I mean, you go to the graduations nowadays. So many of them pitiful. Everybody's got their caps, you know, in 90 different positions, and they got all kind of different shoes on, and there's no continuity. Why? Because, well, what difference does it make? And what it is, someone said, well, it ain't no big deal. It is a big deal because that mentality runs through the whole person.
Yes, sir.
And not just on graduation night, every day.
Yes, sir.
And people feel free to do it their own way, if and when they get ready to. And this is becoming more and more pervasive. All you got to do is do business to find that out. Have you ever gone to a business and people waited on you if they wanted to? When they wanted to, according to how they felt like it. The mentality of being professional and being prompt and being sharp and representing the company has been lost in some circles, hasn't it? It's all about the individual and what I'm feeling today and what I'm going through, and you ought to be glad that I wait on you at all. You ought to be glad that somebody's here. That mentality is around. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Should not be in a child of God.
Amen.
Right? Because last week, remember, we got into it. We saw in Colossians, whatever you do, do it how? Do it as unto the Lord. What if the Lord came in there and rang that bell? What if he came in and walked through the door? What if he came in? You supposed to stay on the cell phone? For another 15 minutes? I'll be with you in a minute, Jesus. You know, there's something I regret in my own personal life. I was real young. I should have known better, though. I've been serving with Brother Hagin maybe a year. I didn't know him personally. He didn't know me. But he came by where I was to see me. Came, walked in the door, sat down in the chair. And I was on the phone with somebody, and it was a significant thing going on. And I let him sit there for probably, I don't know, 5 minutes or 10. And he got up and walked out. Now, for 20 years after that, I did better. But to this, why am I telling you that today? Because to this day, I regret that.
Yes.
That was, and it wasn't out of, you know, something malicious. It was ignorant. I thought this was important. And you might have agreed if you know, if I told you what it was. But the man that I'm supposed to be serving in God has walked in my door. You know what's supposed to be? This is his ministry I'm in. What's supposed to happen? Everything else is supposed to stop. Are you with me now? But I, you know, I was ignorant. That's one way you learn. I mean, my heart was bothering me so bad by the time I hung up that phone. And I did send word to apology to him. And he just said, But like I said, thank God I had another 20 years to try to do differently and make up for it. And some people might, you know, one guy asked me one time in a service where he was, and he called me up to do something in the service, and I almost ran to the platform and up the stairs. And he asked me, why'd you do that? Why would you run? Well, there's a number of reasons why. One of them was this experience that I had. I've told y'all this before, but it'll bear repetition because we're talking about diligence. I was helping him in his services, singing for him at the end of the service. And also a young lady there was Patsy Bierman at the time, Patsy Caminetti. She and I were singing and playing. And at the end of the service, we'd get up and come sing, dismiss the service. We'd start off the service singing and playing announcements, all that kind of thing. And he was speaking. Toward the end of the service, he said, y'all come on and get ready to close it up. And we sat there, not long, but a little bit. And I asked her, I said, well, you want to take it? She said, you can. I don't care. I said, well, you go ahead and sing. I don't care. She said, no, you do it. Somebody say young and ignorant.
And ignorant.
Mm-hmm. That's why young people need leaders.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm? And they need to listen to them. And leaders need to do what a leader's supposed to do.
Yes.
Like Mom and Dad Hagen look at me and say, you better get it the first time.
Right.
We need this. I got three people agreeing with me. If you want God's best, if you want to be used in the bigger things of God, there is no other way. You got to make some changes. The spiritual life is a disciplined life. Being fleshly and carnal is the way of slothfulness and sloppiness. Well, anyway, I don't know how many minutes passed. It wasn't too long, but then again, it was too long. Brother Hagin looked over in front of the whole crowd. He looked at us. He said, well, if I'd have known it was going to take you that long, I wouldn't even have called on you. Somebody said, that's harsh. We knew better. I said, we knew better. Well, we needed something to stir us up. Now see, if pastors did that in some churches, they'd lose half the congregation. And that's why some of their congregations remain small and ineffective decade after decade, because people are not there to believe God. They're not there to grow up. They're not there to work. They're there to be babied. Well, God's got to have somebody that wants to grow up, somebody that wants to be trained, somebody that's willing to receive instruction, even rebukes and discipline and work and get this job done.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me